Syracuse University is establishing an institute that will devote itself to questions about autonomous technologies and the impact they have on everything from cities to individuals. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Autonomous systems are those where no human is directly involved in an activity. Think self-driving cars, drone delivery, or smart home technologies. David Van Slyke, dean of the Maxwell School at SU, says these technologies are developing faster than the policies and rules that govern them.
One of the things that we don't understand is who are they going to affect? How are they going to affect individuals or communities? How will these systems actually work together?
So SU is starting up the Institute for Autonomous Systems Policy, based in the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs. It will tap into all disciplines on campus. Institute Director Jamie Winders says it will be a center for research as well as academics, and a degree is a possibility down the road. She says, for example, there's no clear rules for something as simple as a fender bender involving a self-driving car.
So when there's an accident, who's liable? Is it the person in the car who maybe ultimately isn't driving? Is it the company that designed the car? Is it the coder who created the algorithm? You know, how do we think about responsibility?
Currently, there are about 40 programs dealing with this issue in major U.S. colleges and universities, most focusing on transportation and drone systems. SU's interdisciplinary program would be the first looking at the broader societal implications of the new technology. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.